Snoop Dogg to be inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Louis Capaldi stops a concert when a fight breaks out. Joe Troman steps away from Fall Out Boy to work on his mental health. And Flo Rida awarded $82.6 million in a lawsuit against Drinkmaker. It's Thursday, January 19th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Snoop Dogg, Gloria Estefan, and Sade are among the artists being inducted into this year's Songwriter Hall of Fame. Snoop is only the fourth rapper to be included behind Jay-Z, Jermaine Dupri, and Missy Elliott. The 51-year-old's long list of tracks include Gin & Juice and Drop It Like It's Hot. The ceremony, the first since 2019 due to the pandemic, will take place in New York City on June 15th. Also being inducted are Jeff Lynne of ELO fame, Teddy Riley, and country singer Liz Rose. Glenn Ballard, who co-wrote and produced Alanis Morissette's smash hit album Jagged Little Pill, is also being honored. Songwriters qualify for induction 20 years after the first commercial release of a song. The music industry does not exist without songwriters delivering great songs first, Chairman Nile Rodgers said in a release. Without them, there's no recorded music, no concert business, no merch, nothing. It all starts with the song and the songwriter. Among those on the ballot this year were Canada's Bryan Adams. Louis Capaldi halted his concert in Manchester, England on Thursday after spotting people fighting in the crowd. Fan shot clips show the singer turning around during Hold Me While You Wait to stop his band. There's a scrap in the middle of the crowd there, Capaldi announces. We're gonna have to wait and get them out. We can't be fighting. Capaldi then noted it's a weird song to fight to. The Manchester Evening News reported that a woman was forcibly removed from AO Arena by security personnel. It was the second time in a week that a fight broke out at one of Capaldi's concerts. While performing Lost on You at First Direct Arena in Leeds, the singer noticed security guards dealing with a kerfuffle in the crowd. Can't take the weight of your love? That's the lyric you're sparring to? He joked. Capaldi's tour in support of his forthcoming sophomore album Broken by Desire to be Heavenly Sent comes to Place Belle in Laval on April 11th, Toronto's Coca-Cola Coliseum on April 14th, and the Doug Mitchell's Thunderbirds Sports Center in Vancouver on April 25th. Joe Troman, the founding guitarist of Fall Out Boy, told fans on Wednesday that he's stepping away from the band to focus on his mental health. Neil Young once howled that it's better to burn out than fade away, but I can tell you unequivocally that burning out is dreadful, he wrote in a message shared on social media. Without divulging all the details, I must disclose that my mental health has rapidly deteriorated over the past 7 years. So to avoid fading away and never returning, I will take a break from what regrettably includes stepping away from Fall Out Boy for a spell. The 38-year-old husband and father of two said it was a difficult decision to make, especially since Fall Out Boy just announced his 8th studio album, So Much for Stardust, which will be released on March 24th. So the question remains, will I return to the fold? Absolutely, 100%. In the meantime, I must recover, which means putting myself and the mental health first, wrote Troman. Thank you everyone, including my bandmates and my family, for understanding and respecting this difficult but necessary decision. He signed off, smell you sooner than later. Troman, who formed Fall Out Boy with his childhood pal Pete Wentz in 2001, has previously been open about his mental health struggles, including via podcast I Hate Myself. His 2022 memoir, None of This Rocks, mentions his struggle with depression and substance abuse. A jury awarded Flo Rida a whopping $82.6 million US on Wednesday after finding that an energy drink company breached its contract with the rapper. This was a long journey, but we prevailed, the rapper told reporters outside Broward County Courthouse as he sipped from a can of Celsius, for which he's a brand ambassador, from 2014 to 2018. From the start, I only wanted what I worked for, nothing more, nothing less. I put them on my back and Celsius accompanied me all over the world through my videos, concerts, appearances, and social media. Cans of Celsius Heat were prominently placed in the 2017 video for Ola by Flo Rida featuring Maluma, which has been viewed more than 136 million times. Flo Rida, whose real name is Tramar Dillard, sued Celsius Holding Inc. in 2021, alleging that the Florida-based company violated the terms of an endorsement deal that promised him bonus compensation, incentive compensation, and royalties, as well as stock when certain benchmarks were reached. Celsius argued that those benchmarks were not reached and claimed that sales increased after the endorsement deal had ended. The jury found in Flo Rida's favor, deciding that Celsius owed him 250,000 shares from 2014 and 500 from 2016, as well as royalties on sparkling orange drinks dating back to 2018. The shares are currently valued at more than $100 each. The company did not immediately indicate if it would appeal the verdict. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast for new episodes of The Filter every day. Daily news updates will be paused briefly while I go on vacation, but there will be new interview content hitting this feed as it's produced. Thanks for listening.